know that I like food, and that's why this story really was appealing to me. But I also love people that are, they're living like in another planet. They're light years ahead of us. And this little girl right here that's 9 years old is one of those people. And if you're one of those people too, where you're just a genius at sneaking things into places, whether it's food or a drink, like alcohol, whatever it is, can you kind of share your little tips and tricks of how you do it?
Or how you snuck it in?
Maybe it's a chance to brag about it. I'm not talking about people that just bring things in there and everybody knows you did it. I'm talking like you're under the radar. That's how good you are. A St. Louis Post-Dispatcher reporter, she tweeted out a photo of something her daughter did, and it's went viral. She shared her 9-year-old daughter took an old lip balm tube, kind of like you're using like something similar, but the kind of lip balm she is like where you twist it from the bottom and it like comes up all the way like a tube. The girl cleaned it out when it was done, and she put pieces of cheese in it. Because she loves cheese.
That's hilarious.
So and she cut them so they're circular so that they would actually fit in there. But I guess this little girl like just had little cheese cubes, and the teacher didn't catch up, but the mom actually noticed it.
That is so funny. I am back. So I worked at Radio Now previously and then went to the West Coast to television and came back. So we used to host these party cruises, Radio Now Party Cruise. It was so much fun.
We need to bring that back.
We go on cruises and have a blast. So these girls that we brought, we later found out, they snuck in alcohol. Because alcohol can get expensive on a cruise ship, they snuck it in, if you don't buy the package or whatever, and their shampoo bottles and their conditioner bottles. So they cleaned out their shampoo. I'm not saying do this or an advocate, you'll get busted, but they cleaned out their shampoo bottles and conditioners and they would put alcohol in there. And that's how they got them on the boat.
But wait a minute, but how did
their mouthwash.
But didn't they have to fly, though? Did they have to fly with the bags, though?
Yeah, but it wasn't their carry-on. I mean, it was in there.
But I'm wondering, is that illegal? I'd be afraid.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're illegally transporting alcohol,
probably. I mean, you're not supposed to do it. You're too soft for prison,
Mackenzie. I'm not going to jail for that. As much as I love to booze it up, I'm just gonna have to pay the price.
No, I'm not advocating to do it. I'm just saying that's one way they did do that. I was like, oh, that is very creative.
Gosh, man, like people that do that. My wife used to tell me every year they would go to the Kentucky Derby, the big race in Louisville, Kentucky, and her friends would go down there. And same thing, you can't bring, I guess, alcohol into the infield from what I've been told. So what they would do, like you can buy stuff, but they would go and they'd somehow break the cap seal on like a pop bottle, but not do it. But they'd squeeze everything out, like all the fluid inside, like a 20-ounce bottle. And then they'd kind of let it like suck the alcohol back up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how
that
they did
sense.
It because I guess they checked the seal and everything and it worked. Now, Liv the Web Girl, I got to assume you have a million hacks and tips and tricks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you hear yourself talking? I don't hear anything.
Oh, technical difficulty.
I just want to go home
sometimes.
This
microphone doesn't work.
Well, hop on Pork Chops, Mike, because I want to hear
just
your story.
So another way to do it for the Kentucky Derby is you bring in a loaf of bread, but you cut off the top of the loaf and you scrape out all of the bread, and then you can just slide in a fifth of any alcohol or a bottle of wine or anything like that, and then put the top back on it. Put it back in its little like bag.
Yeah.
And then just bring it in as like a picnic basket. Because you're allowed to bring picnic baskets.
But do they not lift up the loaf of bread to feel how heavy it is?
No, they're just peeking through the picnic basket to make sure you don't have anything in this.
Interesting.
Meats and bread and cheeses. And they don't think twice about it.
I have a heavy croissant.
That's
or a baguette.
Interesting. I remember in like 7th and 8th grade, we were able to correct our own quizzes. And everyone would switch out their... I mean, obviously, it's the wrong thing to do. You're supposed to have integrity. If you got one wrong, write it wrong. But they would switch out the red, their inks, you know, like those little pens that like look the same, but they're red and then they're black. So they would put like the little itty bitty skinny thing in the middle. They'd switch out. So it'd be like they put the red and the black and vice versa. So they could just like write the answers as we were going.
That
like everybody
genius.
Did that. Like everyone got 100.
Wow, we're
all
the smartest class ever.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever done anything like this, to be honest.
Snuck in anything ever?
Never. I'm always just, I don't know.
You
Does
never
that make
like
me...
snuck candy into a movie theater?
No. Does that make me a pansy?
I don't know if pansy's a word, but like a little bit of like...
I don't...
you won't break the rules at all? Like some rules are like okay to be broken.
Have you ever jaywalked?
No, I can think of... Oh, of course. I can think of a rule I've broken. I used to be a manager at Papa John's, and I quit, but I still had the key. So I went in like one night at 4 a.m. and made myself a pizza.
But and the alarm didn't go off?
No, I knew the code. But the way I justified it was like I worked there for so long for so cheap that they owed me a pizza.
Or 100.
Yeah. What's he going to do here for this job that we owe him
That's
so much?
That's what kills me. He works at a steakhouse, and they don't give him free food, or he doesn't ask for it. I'm like, dude, they have so much leftover food, you know.
Yeah, if I asked, they probably would, but I'm not going to ask.
Why not? Sometimes he doesn't have dinner.
No, I mean, actually, okay, they do. Like, they give me a family meal. Like, at the start of every shift, they feed all the servers.
Oh, but okay, tell me that part.
It's not the fancy steaks. Like, they'll give you, like, you know, chicken tenders or something.
So the steakhouse gives the work staff chicken tenders, so you don't get at all any steak.
Right. I mean, I think it's nice that they feed us before the shift.
But they give him honey mustard dipping sauce, okay?
That is nice.
What else does this guy need? He's living the life. I'm going to call up like, hey, it's Pork Chop. Can I come get some food? My shift's over.